Well, should we talk to two superstars now?
Yeah, go on.
It's always good to throw in the mix, isn't it? Now, I do understand that Anthony and Decca are on the phone. Good morning, Anthony, first of all.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
I'm a bit bewildered with everything that's going on, but I'm fine.
All right, Decca, are you there too?
I am here, Christopher. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks so much for joining us. Now, what we've done, our super Nick, our studio manager, is panning you both into separate speakers, so we have an audio equivalent of how you are on the telly. You are left and right. How does that feel? Can you tell?
We're the right way around on the deal now. This is just amazing. This is technology for you today. I can't believe it.
I'm going to start with Ant first of all, because that makes it easy for my stupid brain. And tell us about PJ and Duncan, and let's get ready to rumble. First time round, so 19 years ago. Tell us about that if you can remember. How did it come about?
It came about. It was a track written by a guy called Nicky Graver, who was the producer, and We recorded it, never really thought anything much about it, and then that was the one song that it got to number 9 in the charts, and it did all right, but that's the one song everybody still to this day was on about, and it kind of changed everything for us. It was a load of fun, but it was just a bit of fun, and that was what it was. I never thought we'd be performing it 19 years later on Saturday night television show. The world's gone crazy.
You're like the Rolling Stones all of a sudden, so.
Yeah, I know.
Deck, tell us about the meeting, right, the ITV meeting you had, the Saturday night takeaway ITV meeting, where somebody, you or somebody else, came up with the idea, let's do it again, and tell us your initial reaction and how long it took to persuade you, if you needed persuading, that actually this might be a good idea.
Well, what happened was we have this thing on Saturday Night Takeaway, the end of the show, where we do something, a bit of a performance at the end of the show to finish it off on a bit of a high. Mm-hmm. And we were looking for a performance for this week. We were trying to think of something. And on a totally separate conversation, we were talking about the big reunion and how big fans we were of that and all the bands getting back together and how intriguing it is. And somebody said, oh, we should get them on the show to do performances. And you guys are PJ and Duncan at the end of it. And we all laughed and went, oh, yeah, that would be hilarious. And then kind of didn't think anything of it. And then, no, we're serious. How about it? And went, okay then. That would be fun. But never thinking that it would lead to anything. Never thinking that people would then go and buy the record. I never thought that would happen. We thought it was just a bit of fun. And at 8:20 on Saturday night, the whole thing would finish there and everybody would get on with their lives.
No, it didn't happen. You brought the world to a halt. So, Ant, I'm going to ask you this, Chris. Please don't take this the wrong way. I beg you not to take this the wrong way.
I always heard a question when you started like that. Go on, then.
Because at the end of the routine, which was blistering and explosive and shockingly good, you did look the most tired. So tell us about the rehearsal that took place.
On a Thursday, the production team and I said, how many days rehearsal do you want? We said, look, we've performed this song many times in the past. We don't need that much rehearsal. So we kind of thought we would just wing it a bit. But then as it got closer to the show and we'd seen the other bands perform, we thought, oh, God, they're good. They're good. We can't be short up. So we did a little bit more rehearsal and we got a bit tight on the dance track. But I have to say, my body was aching from head to toe the next day. There should be windmill of things we do. It's far too cool. It was never that good back in 1994.
Did you warm up beforehand?
If having a latte and a cheese and ham panini is a warm-up, then yes.
All right. Dick, how did you feel afterwards?
I didn't feel too bad. I wasn't too achy. It got the old lungs going, though. Because you think, you know, at 19 doing that, it's not too bad. At 37, it's a little bit harder. I did think it was a practical joke and somebody had sped up the track. It felt a lot quicker in 2015 than it was in 94.
And what was the atmosphere like after this? Were you on some kind of high? Was there a genuine buzz after the programme?
There was, yeah. Everybody was really buzzing about it. And we couldn't quite understand it because we just did it and came off and we go, was it all right? Well, you know, did we get away with it? And people going, get away with it? It was amazing. We're like, are you sure? Honestly, Chris, the last few days have been just bewildering.
Good. So, Ant, what happens next? Come on. First of all, what's happening today? What are the plans for this weekend? You've got to follow this up. You can't just brush this one under the carpet.
Oh, I've been really trying to calm and just push under the carpet, please. what we've decided is, because people are still buying the single and buying the track, so we've just decided that if any
any money that we make out of it, we're going to give to Childline because we're parents of Childline.
Good.
So, you know, that's, and I think that's the best way for us to deal with that. And if it carries on, it carries on. You never know, we might have to do it again at some stage. I'd rather not, if I'm honest with you. Because I don't think my lungs and my legs can take it.
Right, okay.
But yeah, we've got another show Saturday, and we might have to address it, Jack. You never know.
You're going to have to do it. Why don't you have a Let's Get Ready to Rumble national, I don't know, flash mob thing live on the program? And the whole country rumbles.
You're all gone mad.
You know, if enough people rumble, maybe we'll all be able to feel it. Maybe you could get it on the Richter scale or something like that.
You never know. This might be the way to get the economy moving again.
This is it. You're it. We could even edge closer to France and Europe or whatever. But, okay, listen, thanks both for joining us so much. We don't have time to play the record now before the headlines, but...
Good.
We're definitely going to play it after the headlines. So, but we'll need a snatch of it before we go to the travel because people are addicted to it now. They're going cold turkey. So I think we're going to need an a cappella version, boys. Just a little bit. As much as you can muster so you get fed up. Off you go.
We can give you a bit of a watch us wreck the mic. Watch us wreck the mic.
Oh, are we really doing this?
All right, that'll do. Thanks, boys.